And that's where we leave the BBC World Service this morning. Good morning, it's 5:20 on Monday the 13th of January, and this is Charles Carroll welcoming you to BBC Radio 4. The Shipping Bulletin is coming up in just a moment. First, though, word of a new series starting this morning.
The Body Politic on BBC Radio 4.
In surrogacy, it's not my body, my choice. It's my body, the client's choice.
Nobody can tell you what you can and can't do with your own body. What's that all about?
A new three-part series examining bodily autonomy.
There's exploitation on all parts if this isn't managed in an ethical manner.
When it comes to our bodies, who gets to live, who gets to die, and who decides?
Is it better for this child to exist or not to exist at all?
The Body Politic with me, Sonia Soda, starts this morning at 11 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
And now here's Sarah Keith-Lucas.
Thank you, Charles, and good morning. And now, the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday the 13th of January 2025. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Irish Sea, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. High, Germany, 1,043. Expected Hungary, 1,041 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Southerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Southwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, except in Tyne, occasionally 4 later in Tyne. Rain at times, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight. Southwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later, but 4 at first in South German Bight. Rain or drizzle later, moderate or good. Humber, Thames. Southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first in Thames, increasing at 7 at times until later in Humber. Fair, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. South or southwest, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in Plymouth, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, moderate or good. Biscay, easterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in southeast, mainly fair, good. South Fitzroy, easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, but 5 or 6 in northeast, showers, good. North Fitzroy, Seoul. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Seoul. Rain or drizzle or fog patches in west, good, occasionally very poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. South or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Irish Sea, decreasing 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain, fog patches in Shannon. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in Shannon. Rockall, Malin. South or southwest, 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 at first in Malin and until later in Rockall. Rain, then showers. Good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Southwesterly, 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 until later. Becoming cyclonic 3 for a time in north of southeast Iceland. Rain, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, south by west 6, mist 6 miles, 1021, falling more slowly. Stornoway, south-southwest 7. Slight drizzle and rain, 1,700 metres, 1,015, now rising. Lerwick, southwest by south, 7. Recent precipitation, 7 miles, 1,014, falling. Lucas, southwest, 3, 35 miles, 1,026, falling. Bridlington, south-southwest 4, 1035, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south by east 3, 11 miles, 1041. Jersey, southeast by south 3, 19 miles, 1040, falling more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south-southeast 5, 11 miles, 1039. Scilly Automatic, south by west 6, 11 miles, 1036, falling slowly. Valentia, south by east 4, mist 2 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Rodlesway, south by west 6, recent rain 4 miles, 1030, falling slowly. Malinhead, south by west 6, 19 miles, 1022, falling slowly. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Monday, the 13th of January, 2025. General situation. A ridge of high pressure extending over the south and southeast will maintain relatively settled conditions through Monday and into Tuesday. Atlantic fronts will bring some rain or drizzle at times to northern and western areas, along with a strong southwesterly wind, which will reach gale force at times. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly veering southwesterly, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 at first in north and west. Rain at times, then showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north. Rain at times, then showers later. Good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 until later. Rain or showers until later, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Rain at times, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 until later in north. Rain later, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southerly, veering southwesterly 2 to 4. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. South, veering southwest later 2 to 4. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southerly, veering southwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in west. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southerly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in east, veering southwesterly 3 or 4 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north, veering southwesterly 3 or 4 later. Rain or drizzle at times, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southerly or southwesterly, but southeasterly at first in east, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. South or southwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain becoming fair later, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Lock Fall to Carlingford Lock. South veering southwest 5 to 7, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly veering southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, occasionally 4 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South veering southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first and later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles. Southwest veering west later 6 to gale 8. Rain, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
And that was Sarah Keith Lucas. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Monday, the 13th of January. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Charles Carroll. The headlines: the government is setting out how it plans to incorporate significantly more AI into the public sector to improve efficiency and transform lives. The number of people known to have died in the Los Angeles wildfires has risen to 24. In business, the BBC has learned that some staff at the fashion retailer Shein may be working 75 hours a week. And in sport, it's day two of the Australian Open tennis. The Prime Minister will today set out plans to use artificial intelligence to improve the UK's productivity and to transform public services. It's hoped the technology can help schools, hospitals and even road maintenance, and all government departments are being told to make it a priority to adopt AI. The plan follows a review led by the tech entrepreneur Matt Clifford. The Science and Technology Secretary, Peter Kyle, says Britain can't be left behind.
We don't have any cutting-edge companies that are British-owned. We have DeepMind, which started in Britain but is now American-owned. Now, we want to keep all of those ingredients that enable that kind of scale of innovation and investment to exist in Britain.
The number of people known to have died in the wildfires affecting Los Angeles has risen to 24. Fire crews say they've made progress in controlling the flames in some areas, but they say high winds, which are forecast for the coming days, threaten to cause further destruction. Christine Crowley is from the LA Fire Department.
This wind event is approaching us, and it's approaching us very, very quickly. Be prepared to evacuate. We keep going back to that. But with this next wind event, got to stay informed. We ask the public to stay off the roadways and away from any of the impacted areas.
President Biden has spoken by phone with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about hopes for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of hostages by Hamas. The call's part of a last-ditch attempt by Mr. Biden to reach a deal before he leaves the White House in just over a week's time. A nurse is being treated in hospital after she was stabbed at a hospital in Oldham. The 55-year-old woman is said to have suffered life-changing injuries. A man has been arrested. And the long-overdue ferry Glen Sannox is due to make its first scheduled passenger voyage today off the west coast of Scotland. It will help connect the Isle of Arran to the mainland. It's due to depart from Troon with paying passengers on board at 6:30 this morning. Sheila Gilmore from Visit Arran says the new service will bolster tourism on the island.
Clearly, people have been a bit put off coming to the island, which makes it difficult financially for the businesses.